Chapter 2. You Don't Look So Good. When humorist Irma Bombeck saw her new passport photo, she gasped, "Anyone who looks like that is too sick to travel." Getting a good look at yourself can be deflating, to say the least. It might surprise you to know that when you look in the mirror in your bathroom, you don't really see yourself. You see the exact opposite of yourself. Your left ear is on the right side and your right ear is on the left side. Spiritually, most people think that they're looking pretty good compared to others. But are we seeing the truth? Physicist David Thomas made a curved mirror in 1975 that actually reflects the correct image of the one staring at it. The Bible is that kind of mirror for the soul. When you look at it, you will see exactly what you are like before God. What does the Bible say you look like? Paul gathered some Old Testament scriptures to make an accurate portrait for us. He said in Romans 3:10 through 12, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There's none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one." So you're not righteous. Jesus once called some of the most religious people of his day whitewashed tombs filled with dead men's bones. Not very flattering, but perfectly accurate from the Holy One's perspective. One man may appear to be righteous before another man, but before God there is no one truly righteous. The only righteousness that God accepts is his own. To stand before God in our own righteousness is certain rejection. You have no understanding. A professor may give a lecture on the nature of biblical conversion and state every fact accurately, yet not understand. When he comes into the teacher's room, he may ridicule the beliefs he just articulated and call them foolish. Should we really believe he understands when he rejects Christ as God and the death of Christ as essential to salvation? He knows his facts about salvation like one knows trivia. But if he understood it, he would see himself as the fool and Christ as his only hope. And you have no desire for God. It is one thing to seek happiness and meaning in life. It's quite another thing to seek God. Jesus said that people do not naturally come to Christ. And this is the condemnation, God said in John 3:19 and 20, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. If you are a seeker really desiring to solve this eternal problem, you can be sure that your desire for God initiates with God himself. And the Bible says you are rebellious. All have turned aside, the Apostle Paul said. The blame for being outside of God's family belongs to you. You have a nature that turns away from him and seeks to live independently. Paul said in Romans 8:7, "The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." And the Bible says you have become unprofitable. Like meat left on the table overnight, the Bible states that man without Christ is really worthless. This does not mean, of course, that God does not have a purpose for you. After all, he even used Judas. But it does mean that you will live and die, meaning nothing for the kingdom of God. It is obvious that God is not impressed with one's status in the world. Paul goes on to give more of God's view of you in picture words, almost too stark to accept at first. Note as you listen the emphasis on destructiveness and deceitfulness as the true nature of the non-believer. These two characteristics are easy to find in our culture. Paul goes on to say in Romans 3:13 through 18 these words, "Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Are you and your friends really like this? Before you answer, remember that the Bible often describes the individual from the heart. The hidden things are the real things to God. For instance, people who love violence and bloodshed in the movies are at heart bloodthirsty, and the person who hates is a murderer before God, which Christ made clear in no uncertain terms in Matthew 5. He also said that lust is adultery in the heart. And remember, given enough pressure, all that is in the heart will come out. Jesus states in John 8, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." The real problem with man is that he cannot get rid of this awful mess alone. He cannot overcome his sinful nature. Paul asserted, "All are under sin." Being a refined sinner or even a religious one is still being a sinner. But the good news comes in right at this point. Christ died for sinners like you and me. And though you are deserving of God's wrath, Christ completely satisfied the just wrath of God towards sin for those who will put their trust in him. That won't mean too much to you as long as you think that you're looking pretty good. But when you see yourself as you really are, you will find Christ's death for sinful people the greatest news you have ever heard.